Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, established in Washington, D.C. 2011 by past President Barack Obama, is a federal agency operated by the Democratic Party, using funds politically, spending taxpayer dollars illegally. According to Ronald Rubin, CFPB enforcement attorney, who was employed there, the agency is nothing more than a wing of the Democratic Party, a tendentious taxpayer-funded operation employing approximately 600 federal employees. Well, folks, this agency is costing us, the hard-working taxpayers and businesses, millions of wasted dollars. The CFPB was actually created by the Democratic Socialist Senator Elizabeth Warren when she was a college professor. Supposedly, it was to protect mortgage companies. Well, that's a deception. It harms economic growth by unfairly burdening companies. Financial institutions have been devastated. Did you know that the agency's first order of business was to spend $55 million, yes, million dollars refurbishing their offices? The CFPB, answerable to no one, takes its funding out of the Treasury, which is unconstitutional. Had Hillary Clinton been elected, this corrupt agency would have continued to spend our money recklessly. The Obama appointee, Richard Cordray, had to be cowardly appointed in congressional recess to steer clear of Congress. Cordray, who was not elected by voters, did not have congressional approval. This position is not accountable to the American people. Mr. Cordray resigned from his position November 2017 with no authority to appoint his successor. However, he did just that and appointed his assistant, Leandra English. Immediately, the Trump administration and Justice Department intervened and denied Ms. English that status. The Vacancy Act 1998 is pretty clear and allows the president of the United States presidential jurisdiction over that position. This independent agency has illegally usurped the presidential authority. President Trump declared the agency had no accountability and no responsibility to taxpayers. He appointed Mick Mulvaney temporarily to that position, who presently is the director, United States Office of Management and Budget. Leandra English filed a restraining order against Mulvaney attempting to block the White House for control. However, justice prevailed, and a federal judge ruled a denial, and Mick Mulvaney will be in that position. English, another Barack Obama holdover to create impotence in our federal government, costing the taxpayers. This brazen agency is an example of how a bureaucracy functions with no accountability. I sincerely hope that this ineffectual, irresponsible federal agency is abolished by this administration. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.